I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about being adaptable. We're going to be taking communion over this today, asking God to help us be more and more adaptable, because I believe adaptability is one of the greatest expressions of faith. It's good to dream and to plan and to be highly consistent, while also being highly adaptable. When things get thrown at us that we weren't expecting, the ability to adjust and to roll with it and to make it work and to trust that God's going to work it all together. Work it all together for good. Being adaptable is a great expression of faith. So we're going to be asking for his help to grow in that today. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our remembrance, to take those spiritual principles of this new covenant, to stir them into our mind and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do in the cracker and the juice. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. And the Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until we prove the death. So in a way, communion is an activation of all these benefits that are found in this new covenant. But it's also important we take it the right way, to take it every day with the fear of the Lord, just that deep honor and respect and reverence and gratitude and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus, all that he was willing to do, all that God was willing to do, to connect us back to him. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. The Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. So we're going to go through a process of examining ourselves. That's what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? And then we're going to talk about some practical physical workout advice or tips after our time of communion. Because I truly believe physical exercise is just an expression. It's a representation of exercising our faith. It's a way to practice exercising our faith, to receive this grace from God, and to allow his grace to flow through us where he's doing the work. And to learn how to experience that and to feel that happening in our bodies. Once we understand that, we can practically apply it into all the other areas of our lives as well. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and make the most of them. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? Are we making today a masterpiece? We have to have this eternal perspective on life, this eternal perspective with God, but we've got to bring it into today. We've got to bring it down into today. So this impacting today, our decisions we make, the way we behave, the way we carry ourselves throughout the day. Our relationship with God has got to impact how we do today. And that's what we talk about. Are we exercising these four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some fun into the day? So our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To take our position in humility, that's how we get started. Because it's the humble that are given grace. It's the humble that are exalted and promoted. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves. And we're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith. Gratitude and praise will keep you more adaptable as well. To be adaptable, I think, is a great connection to being in faith. And when we take our position in the light, we're stepping into Christ. And God has taken everything he had, and he gave it all to Jesus. He was deserving of it. He gave it all to him, and he put it in Christ. And we get to be in him today. This day today, God's spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, all the fruit of the spirit. His mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his kingdom, his time, his finances, his purpose. We become part of his family in Christ. It's all available today. But then we're going to execute our second fundamental. We're going to start to magnify that light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And we're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more and more of all those good things that he has for us through us. And it's all about what we're focused on, to magnify. It's all about where our focus and attention is throughout the day. The things that we're meditating on. When I think of meditation, I think of constant repetition. What are we consistently thinking about, talking about, looking at, studying, rolling over in our mind and our heart, listening to? So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. We can magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got right standing with God today. He eagerly desires to help us. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us and whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. All the things that are going well, all the things that God has already done in our lives. These are ways that we can magnify the light. This is not denying that there's issues or problems. Rather, it's bringing those issues into the light and magnifying God as bigger than the problems, rather than magnifying the size of the problem. But God does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, bitterness, unforgiveness, venting, complaining, trying to do everything on our own without God, magnifying the size of the issues and problems, rather than resting and trusting in him. That's where we got to recognize the symptoms. When we're in darkness, we're positioned in it, or we're magnifying it. You may experience these symptoms. It might be the tendency to retaliate at people or snap at people, to withhold good things we know we should be doing because somebody did something, somebody said something, so I'm not going to do that for them. Avoiding people, giving them the silent treatment, not talking to them. None of that is grace. None of that is unconditional love and grace. God doesn't do that to us. It's learning to let that grace flow through us to other people. On the inside, you might feel this heaviness and weight and pressure, like it's hopeless or helpless or powerlessness for your situation. feels like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Then there's the low energy. When we're positioned in darkness, I think of it like a black hole. Just sucks the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and the stress and the worry, the dread of the future. Get stuck in these bad patterns and vicious cycles that become very hard to break. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more that rest grows on the inside of us. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless because I've got his spirit and his power and his energy and his peace and joy and love, his mind and wisdom. It all begins to flow through us. And now all of a sudden we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. We ever get off track, we lose our positioning, we lose our focus. Just takes a moment to turn it back around, to get right back into the light again. How do we do it? It starts with humility, recognizing those symptoms and saying, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm off track right now. I'm missing it right now. We humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. We receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves. And then we walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. If we need to say we're sorry, we do that. And we just start praising him and thanking him for his grace and his goodness and his love. And that what he put within us is more than enough to handle whatever's coming out our way today. Then our third fundamental, we got to stay tuned in today. Every day God's trying to lead us and train us and teach us. We've got to stay tuned into him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. Then I like to magnify what went well today. What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then it's good to take a minute to just examine ourselves. How was my positioning? What was I magnifying? Where was my focus today? How was the symptoms I was experiencing? Was there any areas that I got off track? If so, let's get those corrected. Let's ask God, bring God into those situations and ask him for his help to turn those around and get them corrected. Then I like to ask this question, God, what are you trying to show me today? What are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write that down. Record my journey with God. I think recording your journey, getting it out of your head and onto the paper is a very important step. There's a conversion that happens in our physical body. I'm not going to go too deep into that today. But something happens in your physical body when you physically express it out of you. Then we're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. He may course correct our paths at time. You ever feel like you're losing that connection to him? Just take a minute or two and slow down. Think of it like plugging in your phone. I'm going to get plugged into him again. I'm going to get powered up in him today. Then the final thing I like to do in my journal is our fourth fundamental, sticking with what you know to do. I like to plan out the upcoming day with God. God, what's on your plan for the next day? And then I learned sometimes I was getting ahead of God. Because I would ask him for what was next or what to do next, and I didn't quite know yet. And I would just take action anyway. And then I'd have to redo a bunch of stuff. Other times I was getting behind God because I was procrastinating on things that I knew to do. And so I learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? We make out the plan. What do I know to do? What needs to happen today? What needs to get done? Anything in my conscience, anything I'm procrastinating on, anything I have a leading or excitement or knowing from God to do. Make out the list for the day, and then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in him. We're going to, first thing in the morning, start praising him and thanking him and magnifying him. Then we're going to get connected to him, and we're going to walk out that plan together with him today. With a willing heart, with a good attitude, full confidence in him. And as we walk out that plan, what we're talking about today, we're going to be adaptable. Because it's never going to go exactly like you planned it. We're going to be adaptable because we've got full confidence that God's with us. It's not going to catch him by surprise. He's got a plan for it. And that's where our confidence comes. That's where that adaptability comes from. That, wait a minute, I've got God with me. It's no big deal for him. When life throws us those curveballs sometimes in life. And as we get this grace flowing, we get to this place of confident faith, this grace begins to flow through us. It begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of all God has for us into our lives. So adaptable faith. Being adaptable, a great expression of faith, because we're trusting. You know what? I'm dependent on you, God. Stuff's coming at my way that I wasn't expecting, but I've got you with me, and it's going to be okay. You're going to show me what to do. You're going to help me navigate through this, around this, whatever we got to do. Being adaptable. It's this balance in life of being highly diligent and consistent, but also being highly flexible and adaptable. So Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful to have you in our lives, for all that you and Jesus have done for us, the Holy Spirit. We're asking for your help today to help us just grow more and more adaptable from this point forward. That today would be a marker in time that from this point on, we just grow more and more adaptable starting today. Thank you. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Father, we thank you for this bread, this opportunity to just remember. Because of Jesus, we've got you with us. Thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this relationship with God. We can know him, and that's what it's all about. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. Let's talk about some workout stuff. One of the ways to become more adaptable in our health and fitness is to get more mobile, to improve our mobility, to be able to move more and more like a little kid again, where you can move through different ranges of motions and different directions very easily, gracefully, beautifully. To improve our mobility makes your body highly adaptable. It prevents injuries. Higher levels of mobility also increases speed and power. There's a connection there. When I used to train athletes, almost always increases in mobility and flexibility would lead to increases in speed and power. There's a connection there between those two. Does so much for preventing injuries, all these such things. Let's focus on mobility. We have a mobility routine that's part of our daily workout. If you don't have the workout, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. Get access to the workout when you get onto our email list. The daily communion emails that go out have the workout attached to it. But working on our mobility every day can be a physical reminder of this adaptability that we're building into our lives. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.